We're learning Masechta Svachim. We're in the 14th paragraph up to Mishnah Zion. The Mishnah has been discussing this paragraph about when a person is allowed to build a bama, a private altar, outside of the time of either the Beis HaMikdash or where there was not yet a Beis HaMikdash, where there was a Mishkan in various locations. The previous Mishnah spoke about Shiloh, in which there was a Mishkan for numerous years, approximately 369 years. During that time, one was not allowed to have bamos because that was a permanent structure, that was a permanent tabernacle. Then we fast forward in history to Mishnah Zion. Bo lenov legivoy hutru habamos. The time in which, after the Mishkan was destroyed, which was again in Shiloh, and the Philistines, the Plishtim, came and they took the Aron during the days of Eli HaKohen, which discussed in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel how his children did not act properly in its service. So at that time, thereafter, there was another Mishkan in Nov. Nov, which was also called Nov Ir HaKohanim, and it was there for a period of 13 years, and it was destroyed, unfortunately, not by our enemies, but sometimes we find we are our own enemies, and we find that Doeg HaDomi is the one who attacked through the means of the king Shaul, saying because they were taking care of and showing allegiance to David, therefore he wiped out the entire city of Nob Ir HaKohanim. And then thereafterwards, the Mishkan was in Gibeon, which was after Nob was already destroyed during the times of Shaul. So then there was the Mishkan in Gibeon for, again, an extended period of time. But during that time, we said that Hutru HaBamos, one is allowed to have, even though there is a Mishkan in those locations, you were allowed to have your own private altar in the effort to bring various sacrifices there. And the reason, as we've said in the previous Mishnah, is based on the pasuk that says that the only time there's a prohibition of Bamos is Kilo Ba'asim Ad Ata El HaMenucha Vel HaNachla, in a time in which there is complete rest, in which the Mishkan is in one specific place, such as when it was in Shiloh, or later on when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, in the days of Shlomo. That is the time in which one is not allowed to have a bama. However, in a time in which there is not such unity, or in a situation where people are spread out, then bamos are permitted. Therefore, the Mishnah concludes and says that Kashi Kadosh Nechom Lefnin HaKalayim. Now, when it comes to sacrifice, which are the greatest levels of sanctity of Kedusha, that has to be eaten within the Kalayim, within the curtains, within the Mishkan itself. However, when it comes to Kadoshim Kalim, the whole Ori Yisrael. So that is the Rambam points out, similar to the previous Mishnah, which when it was talking about before in the days of Gilgal, but it said that Kadoshim Kalim could be in the whole Malkum in all places. And the reason is now this is after the days of Yeshua's 7 years of conquering and division. Therefore, it ended up at this point that Klai Yisrael now has cities. And therefore, the Kadoshim Kalim, those sacrifices, as they are allowed to be brought on these private altars, are permitted to be eaten the whole Ar Yisrael in all of the Jewish cities.